Staying Connected, Newsletter of the Oregon Talking Book and Braille Library, Issue 83, Summer 2022. Welcome to the Oregon Talking Book and Braille Library's newsletter, Staying Connected. This is our Summer 2022 issue, recorded here at the State Library, and my name is Joel Henderson. And now, on to the news. Continuing a legacy of empathy and service. A few months ago, one of our new users, Mary Ellen, shared an entertaining connection with us. She had once worked for the Talking Book and Braille Library as well. She graciously agreed to an interview, and her story highlights how while some things have changed, others are still the same. During the summers of 1959 and 1960, Mary Ellen worked for what was then called Books for the Blind at the old Albina branch of Multnomah County Library. The Talking Book and Braille program was administered by the Portland Library Association until it moved to the State Library in 1969. She was hired as a full-time traveling page and clerk at $1 per hour, a fair bit above the 80 cents per hour prevailing wage for that type of position at the time, and was responsible for handling incoming and outgoing audiobooks, which were on LP records that traveled in heavy cardboard boxes. Those boxes would get so dirty, Mary Ellen said. When I started there, I was wearing my nice clothes, cotton dresses and such. But after a while, I changed to wearing different outfits. I was doing a lot of laundry. At the time, Books for the Blind was serving approximately 200 people. Users would call in and talk to Mrs. Williams, the department's director, to request their books. Mary Ellen remembers Mrs. Williams very fondly, saying she would often chat with users, and I think the chatting was very valuable to them. Mrs. Williams really got to know the users, and they felt comfortable sharing with her what they liked. Mary Ellen herself would talk to users on rare occasions, but she still felt connected to them in other ways. Many of the books users requested were books she had read herself, and she was thrilled to be helping people with print impairments enjoy them. At the time, disabilities were not really thought about in social services, and people with disabilities were very isolated, said Mary Ellen, and this program just brought sunshine to their days. It was nice to know the books were being read and enjoyed, and that people with disabilities who were unable to get out much and weren't thought of much could relive parts of their lives through the books they listened to. It is this attitude and motivation, wanting to deliver to users a personalized connection to the world around them, that still inspires the staff at the Talking Book and Braille Library today. While so many of the library's details have changed, including our name, location, the technology we use, etc., why we do what we do has stayed the same, that all may read, which is the National Library Service's motto. Mary Ellen herself was extraordinarily thankful when she was told she too was eligible to sign up to get audiobooks. When she worked for Books for the Blind, only people with visual impairments were eligible. But in the years since then, eligibility has been broadened to now include folks like Mary Ellen with a physical impairment. We are proud to be able to offer Mary Ellen the same care and connection she was excited to provide to others 60 years ago. It feels like things have come full circle, Mary Ellen shared, and I even live very near to where the library was located. I have always loved librarians and library employees because they have a sense of mission to improve the lives of those they serve. It's not just a love of books, but a love of serving others who love books just as much as I did. There was one thing we shared with Mary Ellen during the interview that may have both surprised and delighted her more than any other detail. During her time with Books for the Blind, the library was staffed by just two people and occupied a quarter of the first floor of the old Albina branch building. Because of limited funding, the library could only afford to have a certain level of book, remembered Mary Ellen, mostly feel-good titles, she called them. The space was just too small with too little area to spread out. So when we told her our entire collection now contains over 100,000 titles, for all levels of interest and fits on a single computer, she just about gasped. Thank you very much, Mary Ellen, for sharing your story with us, and for being part of the Talking Book and Braille Library's legacy of empathy and service. You can be well assured the library is still in good hands. National Library Service debuts Braille on Demand. As part of its Braille Modernization Initiative, the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, or NLS, launched the Braille on Demand project on Monday, June 20, 2022. This project allows active users of an NLS network library, here in Oregon, that's us, to request and receive one hard copy Braille title per month, which you can keep permanently for your personal use. If an individual who is not a registered user submits an order, NLS will refer the individual to their local network library to begin the registration process. Here in Oregon, the process starts by completing a copy of our application. Braille titles will be limited to books that are currently available on BARD, the NLS Braille and Audio Reading Download Service. At this time, requests are limited to one book per person per month. Only complete titles will be distributed. Requests for partial titles, for example, volume 1 of a 3-volume book, will result in receiving the entire book. The Braille on Demand project is the NLS's latest effort to expand Braille accessibility and availability, following a pilot program to distribute free Braille e-readers. The previous NLS director, Karen Kenninger, began these efforts in earnest during her tenure, and the current NLS director, Jason Broughton, is committed to continuing these initiatives that all may read. The form to request a Braille on Demand book can be found at https://www.surveymonkey.com/r/NLS Braille on Demand, BRAILLEONDEMAND. Interested users may complete the form themselves or contact our library for assistance. If you know someone who would benefit from this new Braille on Demand project, or any of the other offerings our library provides, please let them know we are here. You can contact us at 800-452-0292 or talkingbooks, TALKINGBOOKS .info at slo.oregon.gov. A personalized connection to the world awaits them. Oregon Talking Book and Braille Library designated as Center for the Book. We are very excited to announce that the Oregon Talking Book and Braille Library has been officially designated as the Oregon Center for the Book. We are the first National Library Service, or NLS, network library to be a center for the book. Established by public law in 1977, the Center for the Book in the Library of Congress promotes books and libraries, literacy and reading. Every state and territory has a Center for the Book affiliate library to carry out this mission to regional audiences, actively working to highlight a state or territory's unique literary heritage. Many Centers for the Book sponsor book festivals, author readings, and other events that celebrate books and libraries. The Talking Book and Braille Library was approached with the idea back in April. As explained by Guy Lamolinara, head of the Center for the Book, the Center for the Book and the NLS, both divisions of the Library of Congress, were looking for an opportunity to collaborate by designating a NLS network library specifically. The partnership would bring a dimension of diversity that the Center for the Book Network is missing, an affiliate library that works with people with disabilities. The new Oregon Center for the Book will serve as an inspiration to other centers to consider people with disabilities from the beginning of the process when they design and plan their literary programs. On June 1st, the agreement was officially and enthusiastically signed. "What an awesome opportunity," says Elke Bruten, program manager for the Talking Book and Braille Library. "We are super stoked. Library service to people with disabilities is something the NLS and its network of libraries have been experts at for a long time, and we feel Oregon will be amazing representatives of this perspective." As the Oregon Center for the Book, the Talking Book and Braille Library will be sending representatives to the National Book Festival, which is being held in person this year in Washington, D.C. on September 3rd. This activity attracts thousands of families, where states promote their literary heritage and hand out bookmarks, maps, etc. Every state also names a book for young people that represents their heritage. The book selected by Oregon is A Game of Fox and Squirrels, DB 100744, by Jen Reese of Portland. We have also selected an adult book to highlight as well, What Strange Paradise, DB 105739, by Omar L. Akkad. "We are excited to grow into this new responsibility. However, seeing as how we already deliver a customized connection to the world to over 5,000 Oregonians, we're pretty sure we're gonna crush it." Customer satisfaction survey results and thank you. We here at the Talking Book and Braille Library would like to say thank you to everyone who provided feedback for our yearly customer satisfaction survey. This year, we received 366 responses in total. Each year, we review your responses to determine what matters most to our users and how best to keep you happy. This year, customized cartridges have nearly eliminated comments related to wanting requested books in a more timely fashion. With that need met, many of you are now focusing on wanting the depth of the collection to improve. You want more and more books that match your interests, which shows you see our library as a viable source of information and entertainment, and want our collection to keep pace with your usage. The main trend related to technology this year was a consistent call for Bard to be modernized. People who responded via the online survey repeatedly and specifically mentioned how outdated and clunky the Bard mobile app feels when compared to other audiobook apps like Libby and Audible. We will pass this feedback on to our partners at NLS and advocate for quick and thoughtful responses. So, with another year behind us, what are our plans for the next year and on into the future? That's simple. Keep delivering a free, personalized connection to the world for the print impaired. That is what we've been about since 1932, and it's what we'll still be about for many years to come. Latest locally recorded book. We are pleased to announce Stranded by Lorena McCourtney, DBC 8782, is available for immediate download or request. Stranded is the fourth book in McCourtney's Ivy Malone Cozy Mysteries series. Sleuth Ivy Malone's inquisitiveness has gotten her into trouble. Still on the run from the mob, Ivy breaks down in the small town of Hello, Colorado, with a young woman running from a violent husband and a stray cat. With no way to fix their vehicle, Ivy and her companion are invited to stay in an old Victorian house by a kind young attorney. But when Ivy discovers the former resident was murdered, and the prime suspect happens to be their kind benefactor, Ivy's on the case, digging up clues and getting into still more trouble along the way. You can download Stranded from Bard or contact us to request the book on cartridge. The other three books in the series, Invisible, DBC 8779, In Plain Sight, DBC-8780, and On the Run, DBC-8781, are also available. The fifth and final book, Go Ivy Go, is also in process and should be available in the fall. Talking Book and Braille Library Closures. The Talking Book and Braille Library will be closed on the following holidays: September 5th for Labor Day, November 11th for Veterans Day, November 24th and 25th for Thanksgiving, and December 26th for Christmas Observed. Remember that holidays create mail delays for both incoming and outgoing cartridges. Be sure to get any book requests in several days ahead of these dates to improve the chance of receiving those books before holidays. This ends our Summer 2022 newsletter. Thank you, and have a great day. This newsletter is available in large print, audio, braille, or on our website at talkingbooks.oregon.gov. Contact the Talking Book and Braille Library if you would like to change the format you currently receive. Any mention of products and services and staying connected is for information only and does not imply endorsement.